Following the fall of Bashar al-Assad's government, Saudi Arabia is supporting Syria's interim administration, led by Mohammed al-Jolani, in a bid to lift sanctions and strengthen its regional influence. This move is a part of a broader rivalry with Turkey and the UAE, aiming at sidelining the resistance axis, accessing Mediterranean markets, and securing a key role in the India-Middle East-Europe trade corridor. After the fall of Bashar al-Assad's government in 2025 and the rise of an interim administration led by armed militants affiliated with Mohammed al-Jolani, Syria's internal policies and regional dynamics have shifted dramatically. Saudi Arabia, led by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, has seized the opportunity to reassert its influence in the region by supporting the new government and encouraging the US to lift sanctions on Syria during President Trump's regional tour. Riyadh's motivations include weakening resistance axis, preventing Syria's return to its previous anti-Israel stance, and promoting economic and geopolitical interests. One key objective is integrating Syria into the India-Middle East-Europe Corridor, IMEC, to connect the Persian Gulf with Europe. Saudi Arabia also aims to counterbalance Turkey's growing influence, especially given Ankara's ties with Islamist groups and the Muslim Brotherhood. The new Syrian government has prioritized lifting international sanctions to rebuild the economy. Recent diplomatic efforts have led to some success, particularly with the European Union suspending sanctions in sectors like energy, construction, and banking. Decades of war have left Syria's infrastructure devastated and its economy crippled. According to the World Bank, Syria's economy is now worth about $21 billion, with more than 90% of the population living in poverty. Despite the symbolic support of the Arab League, concerns remain about the new government's authoritarian rule and silence on Israeli occupation. Saudi Arabia continues to back the regime to avoid a return of resistance movements and to assert its rule in the post-Assad era. The kingdom sees economic support as essential to stabilizing the government and countering potential rivals. Turkey's expanding role in Syria, combined with its economic limitations, poses both a challenge and opportunity. Riyadh worries that continued US sanctions would increase Syria's reliance on Turkey, strengthening Ankara's regional position. Lifting sanctions, on the other hand, would allow Arab and international entities to enter Syria and reduce Turkish leverage. Syria's geographic location makes it vital for regional trade. With the weakening of Russian control in key coastal ports like Tartus and Latakia, the UAE has moved quickly to invest and gain influence, including an $800 million port deal and discussions over currency printing. Saudi Arabia, in response, is pushing for sanctions relief to allow its companies to enter the Syrian market and prevent Emirati dominance. Crown Prince bin Salman views Syria as central to broader regional ambitions. Gaining access to the Mediterranean through Syria could enhance Saudi Arabia's role in Eurasian and European trade. Supporting Syria's new regime also aligns with Riyadh's goals of containing Iran, managing Turkey's influence, and leading the reconstruction of post-conflict Arab world. Trump's visit to the region provided Saudi Arabia with a critical chance to advocate for lifting sanctions. For Riyadh, this policy shift serves multiple interests. strategic, economic, and geopolitical. By securing a strong Saudi presence in Syria and reshaping the balance of power across the Arab East,